In this episode, I share with you my 1 minute transformation principle. If you're serious about making change and you're finding it difficult, this simple principle will help you do it in the quickest, easiest, and most effective way. Hello and welcome to the James Grantham Podcast Super Soul Model Series, where I help you tune and tap into your natural state of well-being. Today, I want to share with you a profound principle that has been so helpful in my life. And I'm so glad that I've applied it because it's led from one good thing to another. And I want the same for you. And that is called the 1 minute to transformation principle. Now, I also like to call this the way of the patient warrior, because what it is it's all about compounding your daily little 1 minutes of good actions. Now, there are many books written about this, but I'm afraid to say I've never read any of them, because behind the scenes, I've been living them, I've been applying them, I've been doing them somehow, intuitively or instinctively, I pick them up. And I want to share with you what's worked for me. So hopefully you can apply the simplicity of this principle and this process in your own life. And I want to give you some ideas of where you can begin to improve your happiness, your health, your relationships, and even your money. All of it is dependent upon a few new changes that you can apply. So I want to give you some ideas that you can begin to apply for 1 minute each day and allow those ideas to compound, because it's very difficult for the mind to be able to do something when it's learning, because when you're learning, it requires your full attention, it requires presence, it requires mind. But when you're doing something automatically, it means it's already stored in the body. As Joe Dispenza likes to coin the phrase, nerve cells that fire together wire together, which means that the more repeatedly you do something, the easier it becomes, a bit like driving. Once you've learned how to drive, you just know how to do it inside of your body. Your body knows exactly what to do because there's muscle memory in that. Now, 20 years ago, I started out on my journey of wanting to incorporate more health, happiness, and success into my life. And where I was at that time was far from it. My life was disorganized. I was unhealthy. I had poor habits. I was drinking. I was taking recreational drugs. My finances were out of order. And I didn't know what to do. However, one of the things that led me to want to do this particular episode, because there's so much content about similar things. I am a reformed character, and if it can work for me, then it can certainly work for you. Now, I've had to create a level of learning, and I've been on a quest for learning for, you know, most of my adult life. But it's only when I've applied the principles that what I've learned and gotten to see my own results, that's when the changes have been profound for me. And I want the same for you. I want you to have the experience so you get to see the simplicity of what I want to share and teach with you today. So one small change done 1 minute a day can make a massive difference. And I call this the 1 minute transformation principle. There's two things that are going to make you want to change. Either you're inspired or the pain is too great. Now, in my case, the pain was too great, and then I got the inspiration. So look into your experience. Is the pain great enough for you to want to make change yet? Because if it isn't, then you've got to experience a little bit more pain until you go, do you know what? I've got to change. But hopefully these words can inspire you, because there might be something that lights a new idea within your consciousness, that in your mind, that makes you go, do you know what? I haven't thought of that. I'll try it. And the reason why I share this information is because I don't want you to feel the pain that I did. And because I've healed myself, what if what I share may help one or two of you begin to inspire a little change in your life? Because we're all messengers for one another. And just if this little message might be able to inspire one or two of you, that would be great. So I want to share with you some ideas that are to do with your health, your relationships, and with your money that you can do for 1 minute a day. And if you do it regularly, it will begin to change what you begin to attract. Now, a lot of people have suggested scientifically that habits can take 21 days to be able to start to wire into your system. In my experience, they've taken a lot longer for them to wire into my experience so that they become automatic. It's been taken as much as somewhere between 4 and 6 months in my personal experience. It may differ for everybody. But what I've noticed is that when you do something super small and you do it regularly, it's way easier to want to do it again tomorrow. But if it takes a lot of time, if people are trying to sell you big courses or trying to get you to learn something and you have to apply so much attention and mind to it, realistically, you're not going to want to do it. And at the beginning of every year, everybody's trying to get you to do some challenge or trying to get you to do something, which is great at its core, but it doesn't mean that it's going to last. It's going to have lasting value. Because usually after about a month or two, you know, often scientifically studies have shown that usually by March, people have given up on their intents and their goal setting. So I just want to share with you something simple that you can start at any time of the year, that you can begin to apply and allow these little things to be able to compound and gain momentum. The law of attraction is really substituted for one word, momentum. So one simple change or one little new action done regularly can compound, creating a new momentum where you begin to attract new into your experience, whether that's something to do with your health, whether that's something to do with your relationships, or that's something to do with your money, your finances, and your business success. So when you're wanting to transform, it means you've got to transform from one state of being to another. And the only way you can do that is by action. The word attraction has the word action in it. And that's what the law of attraction is really all about. What new actions can you take that will allow you to begin to attract differently? And this was quite a new concept for me when I first started. And I was really interested in law of attraction, really interested in spirituality, really interested in health, wellness, business, and financial success. And I thought, well, how do I bring that into my experience when I'm not feeling like that and my life is not like that? And so what I want to share with you is some little ideas that will begin to help you transform in as little as 1 minute a day. So I'm going to break this next section into three areas: health, relationships, and money. And I'm going to ask you questions and then give you some ideas about what you could do for 1 minute each day. Now, everything I share with you, I do on a daily basis to create more of what I want to attract into life: better health, better relationships, an increased sense of financial abundance and security. Now, the reason why you do anything is the reason why you do everything. And when you know the reason why you want to transform, it's going to make it a lot easier, because it's the fuel behind the desire. It's the fuel behind the actual transformation itself. So in my case, when I was young, I felt the pain of my father, you know, hurting himself, even though he didn't know any better. I loved this man so much, yet I saw his habits were really hurting him. So I found myself doing exactly the same thing in my 20s and in my late teens. And it was only when I decided, do you know what? I can't do that, because I will die on the next round. So that was my fuel. My fuel was to care for my family. My fuel was to care for my friends, to make sure that I didn't go down this route. And I'd seen people around me really suffer and even die. So I just thought, you know, I have to be the change here in this loop of lunacy. And when it came to relationships, I thought, do you know what? I want to be the best version of myself. I want to interact with people in a beautiful way. And financially, I want to thrive financially. I want to be abundant. I want to feel financially secure. Now, all of these things matter, because I don't want to experience what I experienced before, which was pain and suffering. And so that's why I want to share with you some questions followed by some ideas in which you can begin to apply this in your day-to-day life. And remember, each action only takes 1 minute, and you just pick one that you are inspired to walk towards and start with that, incorporating that, and build momentum on that. Create a muscle memory. Like for me, like I mentioned before, it was about 4 to 6 months before I actually saw massive change. But it didn't seem as though anything was happening for a while. You know, everything you do now, you're going to reap the rewards way later. Now, of course, this is going to take some long-term thinking, but time is your greatest commodity. And if you can realize that you want to act like the way of the patient warrior, that your long-term goals will be the most rewarding because they will bear fruit over and over again every single year and every single season because you've got strong foundations, because you've got strong, healthy habits. So under the first section, which is health, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Do you want more flexibility? Do you want more energy? Do you want better sleep? Do you want a better physique? Do you want to have more strength? Do you want to feel greater calm in your life? Do you want to feel a sense of balance in your body? Do you want to feel an enhanced sense of focus? And do you want to feel good more of the time? Now, you may answer yes to all of those questions, but if you were to just choose one, what would it be? So here are some potential solutions for you to be able to bring these into your experience. If you want to experience greater flexibility, one thing I did when I wanted to have a greater flexibility, which was not only physical flexibility, but mental flexibility, I started doing a yoga stretch every day. Now, my yoga stretch, I've timed, takes me 40 seconds, and it's a sun salutation. And that's been great for me. And it's been great for all my physical activities. And fortunately, I haven't had any injuries in 20 years since I've been doing this little stretch every day. What a blessing. So talk about long-term benefits. Number two, if you want more energy. Now, energy can come from the sun, it can come from food, and it can come from physical activity. But one of the ways I noticed that you get a real rush of energy is just doing more cardiovascular exercise. So either running or skipping, which I've been doing for a very long time. I didn't know how to skip at the beginning, but gets your heart rate up. This will increase your energy and vitality because as you're jumping up and down, you're jumping up and down on the kidney meridians on your feet. And that will create more chi inside of the body, more life force. So if you want more energy, increase your level of cardiovascular activity. Now, if you want better sleep, one thing that I've realized has been really great for me in having a better sleeping pattern is by intending I want to sleep really well at night and wearing an eye mask. Now, this doesn't take a minute, but when you block out the light, you block out stimulus. And when you block out stimulus, your brainwaves settle down and it allows you to go into deeper REM patterns. So a little new change can make a big outcome and difference for you. Now, if you want a better physique, that means that you want to increase your levels of resistance training in your life. So can you go to the gym 3 times a week? Now, if you can't go to the gym, just 1 minute a day, first thing in the morning, which will increase your strength as well, is doing things like push-ups for a minute. Do push-ups for a minute if you want to increase your physique, or do some squats if you want to increase your tones in your legs. These little simple exercises, if done regularly, will really begin to morph your experience. I was watching a video of a guy who did like 300 push-ups every single day for a year, and he showed you his before and after, and it was incredible. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to ask the question, if you want to improve your physique, what small thing could you do for a minute every day? Like maybe it's push-ups, maybe it's squats. Super easy, super doable. And the rewards that you will get is a transformation in your body. I know I've been doing push-ups. I do like 20 push-ups every morning. And it's amazing that I was just looking at the tone in my arms today, appreciating them, thinking, I don't really go to the gym as much as I used to, which was 3 to 5 times a week. But I do cardio 3 times a week and I do resistance training 3 times a week. But some days I just do 4 minutes first thing in the morning and that's it. And it's amazing how the body stays in shape after all this time. I remember watching an interview with Tom Cruise going, I used to do all my workouts quite heavily as a kid and now I only need to go to the gym for like 20 minutes a few times a week and I'm good and my body stays in shape. And he's 60 now and he's in good shape. So just start really small and be regular and you'll notice that the body will morph. The body is like clay. You can shape it. What you're really doing is developing discipline and self-control, which will spill out into every area of your life. If you want to increase the state of calm inside of your life. Close your eyes and breathe. And breathe in for 3 and exhale for 5. So I'll just do that with you briefly now. And you can do this for a minute. And pockets of 1 minute of doing this really slows the nervous system down, calms it down. Because when you exhale longer than you inhale, it soothes the nervous system. So you inhale for 3. 1, 2, 3. And then you exhale for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just that simple breathing pattern done regularly for about a minute will really calm you down. And do you want to experience greater balance in your life? Well, then there's a couple of things that you can do to increase your balance, both physically and mentally, so to speak. So if you're finding it difficult to balance, usually it's because one area of your brain is working more so than another. So if you're more creative, you're using the right-hand side of the brain. And if you're more logical, you're using the left side of the brain. But really what you want to do is get both hemispheres of the brain working simultaneously so you become whole-brained. And that's when you really step into your power. So there's a couple of ways you can do it. One physically, which is balancing on one leg. There's yoga postures that you can do where you balance on one leg and you're able to keep yourself in a central position. The other thing you could do is to practice like on a half Swiss ball, which is like a disc. It looks a bit like a planet, like Saturn. And surfers use it to practice their balance. That's really good for your balance because each time you practice your balance, what's happening is the synapses inside of your brain are on both left and right hemispheres are trying to find equilibrium, which is super good for you. Now, on the other hand, one thing I began to incorporate back in about 2005 was I started brushing my teeth with my non-writing hands for the first 6 weeks of brushing my teeth for a minute or two every single day, both in the morning and in the evening. I felt like I was brushing my eyebrows. It was so bad. But I think it was about after 6 or 7 weeks, I began to get some type of rhythm. It was almost as if that my mind was going to begin to accept that I ain't going to quit on this. Now, I tried brushing my teeth even last week with my writing hand, and it felt so weird. That is the power of you beginning to just make little subtle changes. And this is the bit that's magic. When you're trying something new and transforming yourself, in my case, is because I realized that I was perhaps a little bit more logical and I wanted to be a bit more creative. I wanted to start using a different hand because I was using everything to do with the right hand. And when I accidentally came across the fact that I was cutting carrots and vegetables with my left hand, which was my teeth brushing hand, that's when it struck me that, my golly, this really works. So let's move on to the next one. If you want to increase your focus because you find yourself being easily distracted, perhaps you just find yourself scrolling on your phone too much. I mean, we all find ourselves doing that from time to time. But a way to expand your focus is to pick a spot. Now, it might sound quite outlandish thinking that, but actually what you're doing is when you pick one spot, one gaze, you slow the thought noise down. This is what Eckhart Tolle's spoken about in The Power of Now. And there were some interviews I watched on him and they said, well, what do you do for fun, Eckhart? He goes, I like to sit in the garden, stare at trees and nature and clouds. And I thought, wow, that's interesting because it only takes about 15, 20 seconds to a minute before your thought chatter, the noise in your head, begins to silence itself. And that's when you begin to witness or experience what I call a natural high. And you can do it with ease. That's why staring at a tree, staring at a leaf, staring at a plant for an elongated period of time will slow your thought noise down because the mind loves to chatter, but it also loves a task. And if you give it a task to gaze at something, what happens is you begin to enhance your focus. And when you do, it spills out into every area of your life. So it means you'll be better with your kids. It means you'll be better in your relationships. It means you'll be better at settling down, doing a task, whatever that might be. And it will help you in all areas and facets of life. And the next thing to do on health is, if you want to feel good more of the time, then one thing you can do for 1 minute every single day is to smile. Smile more. You've got 47 muscles in your face. And if you are smiling for about a minute, now I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do whilst I'm lying in bed is I actually think about the things I'm grateful for and I smile. So smiling more of the time is going to increase your feel-good moods, as is not complaining. So next time you find yourself in a conversation, try and catch yourself from complaining and try and do the opposite, which is appreciate for a minute. So if you can appreciate for 1 minute every single day, you'll build that habit up. So next part, relationships. Do you want to have better relationships? Do you want to feel more confident? And do you want to be happier in your relationships? The answer to that is, of course, yes, with all of those things. So here's some ideas for you to be able to practice for a minute each day. Where can you begin to listen to someone when you're in a conversation with them? Can you let them completely say what they want to say and then speak? And that can sometimes take about a minute before you actually say anything. People all just want to be heard and they feel so valued when you really listen to them. So try the act of enhanced listening until they've really finished their sentences. And sometimes you'll notice it will take about a minute. And another thing you could do is, where can you be a little bit more giving? Where can you be more caring? And where can you act in service? Can you hold a door open for somebody? Can you hold and help someone with their shopping? These acts, random acts of kindness, will improve the quality of your relationships, because life isn't just about you, it's about everybody in your sphere. And so if you can help someone in your community or in your family, you'll realize that sometimes these little acts only take 1 minute, but they can make such a difference to your feel-good chemicals inside of your body. And it's amazing how life treats you when you treat others really well. And I've noticed that random acts of kindness, which can be really small and only take a minute, can make a massive impact in the quality of your life and everybody else's. Everybody goes away with something, and usually it's a good feeling in their heart. I think there was a study where when somebody watches an act of kindness and they're not even participating in the act of kindness, it also increases the serotonin and the oxytocin in their bloodstream as well, which means that if you just watch an act of kindness, it can do the same as the receiver or the giver. That is powerful. Now, if you want to feel more confidence in your life, this one really got me. So I want to share with you something that I did a long time ago when I wanted to join a particular modeling agency. So I was changing one agency and wanted to join another one, and the one I wanted to join was even better than one I'd been at. And I was still in my early 20s. And I'd just gone to see Tony Robbins, and I've gone to this weekend event that he'd done, and it was absolutely fantastic. And what he talked about was your physiology. And if you want to increase the confidence inside of your body, sometimes you cannot talk yourself into confidence, but you can change your body. You can change your physiology, meaning you can change your body shape. Now, there's a couple of ways you can do that. Chest out, tummy in. This is what my dad used to say to us when we were having Sunday lunch. So we'd always be chest out and our shoulders back whilst we're sitting at lunch. You know, I remember doing that from the age of 5. So whenever it came to modeling and doing the runway, it was easy for me because I always kind of stood up fairly straight, which is great because you appear to be more confident when your shoulders are back and your chest is out. Now, Anthony Robbins talked about that even a centimeter of your chest being protruded a little bit more than usual actually sends an electromagnetic signal to the body and to the mind that you're a little bit more confident than you think, which then can be perceived by the perceiver, meaning the people that you interact with, that you're confident. So sticking your chest out and putting your shoulders back like they do in the military, a bit like that military pose, helps you gain the physiology of someone with confidence. Now, Amy Cuddy did this study on a TED talk a few years ago that when you stand with your hands on your hips and you behave or stand like perhaps Superman or Wonder Woman for as little as 2 minutes, that changes the testosterone levels inside of your body, increasing your levels of the chemical that helps you feel more confident. Amazing that, just putting your hands on your hips. So if you're waiting in line, stand in the superhero position. And if you feel a bit funny about that, do it at home. But if you want to increase your confidence and you need a little boost of confidence before you go into a board meeting or before you go onto a Zoom call or before you're about to perform on stage, whatever it is you're about to do, just getting in that position can actually change your physiological state and increase the levels of confidence inside of you. Physiology first, and then what happens is the brain chemistry puts you into that state. Now, the last question is, do you want to be happier in your relationships? And the answer to that is, of course you do. So then if you do, you've got to take good care of yourself. And the more self-care you take, the more happiness that you can bring to the relationship. And when you ask yourself the question, how can I help somebody today? What you're actually doing is realizing that you are already in a state of abundance, which means that you can give. And when you can give, you enhance other people's happiness. When people feel poor or they feel stuck or they feel broke or they feel challenged because they feel like they've got nothing to give, everybody's got something to give. And when you come from a position of giving, you're coming from a position of strength, and that creates great happiness for the whole. So in this next part, I'm going to talk about money and just ask you a couple of simple questions. Do you want to attract more money and abundance into your experience? And do you feel like you're stuck and you don't know how to get out of that? Then if you do, I want to share with you some 1 minute ideas that I've utilized that has helped me when I was 15,000 in debt. So the first thing I began to change was to stop saying I don't have enough and to start saying I always have enough. That is the simple principle. Now, each time you're in a shop, each time you're doing something, always remind yourself when you're spending, I always have enough, I always have enough, I always have enough. Because if you say I don't have enough, you're never going to have enough. You've got to look for what you have rather than what you haven't. And a lot of people, including me when I was growing up, was growing and building thought patterns of there is never enough. Now you learn these from your family, until you realize that that is a crazy pattern that you've adopted and sponged. And it was only when I began to change that did my financial affairs begin to change as well. I remember a guy came up to me once and said, I really want to buy this DJing equipment. And he goes, but I don't have enough money. I said, well, you've got to stop saying I don't have enough money, because you'll never have enough money if you keep saying I don't have enough. So it's a bit like a loop of lunacy. So you can't fight your own thought patterns. So you've got to stop saying that and start saying I always have enough. I always have enough. I always have more than enough. I remember when I wanted to buy a laptop, I remember I had this idea. I was like, I want this specific laptop. I want the best. And I want all this equipment. And it wasn't in my experience yet. And I knew it cost thousands and thousands. And eventually it came about. And when it came about, I was like, I knew it was there. I knew I could have it because I'd always find a way, because I'd always have more than enough. And when I bought it, I was so satisfied. And that can be the same in your experience. Sometimes things take a little time to come into your experience, but you have to condition your mind differently. You can't have an abundance if you think that you're limited. So you've got to change that by changing the words that you use. So stop saying I don't have enough and start saying I always have more than enough. Number two, something that was really profound for me was to ask myself a question, why am I so richly blessed? Now, these are all thoughts, but in order to transform your money, money is energy and thoughts are energy. If you change your thinking, then potentially you can change what you attract. And that's exactly what happened to me. So this was my experience after saying this after a few days. So the question I asked myself was, why am I so richly blessed? And I asked this nonstop for 3 days. It was basically my thought broadcast for 3 days straight. And out of nowhere, I was given a casting and I hadn't had any work or modeling work that month. And I was feeling a little frustrated, but I thought this question would be quite empowering. And it was. And I got a casting and the casting was to play a multimillionaire. And I said, I can play this guy. So I turned up to the casting and I acted and portrayed a character that I believed would look like a multimillionaire. So I wore a jacket, I wore trousers, I wore a shirt, I had my little portfolio in a special sleeve. I look great in my opinion, because I started to feel what it feels like to feel richly blessed. And when I got this casting, it made me think, God, this is a reflection of what I'm feeling inside. And lo and behold, I actually booked that job, booked that casting, and it paid me £10,000. Now, that was something that I was not expecting from a position where I was feeling limitation and lack before, and it all came with ease. Now, keep asking a good question and you're going to keep getting a good answer, because when a question is empowering, it's going to run through your bloodstream. Your thoughts create a vibration, and your vibration changes what you begin to attract. And when you keep that vibration on a high and naturally high level, you're going to begin to attract differently. And if you want more money and more abundance in your experience, then you've got to be thinking differently and acting differently. Another thing you can back it up with doing things for a minute is learn about new ways to invest each day. Have you got YouTube videos or articles or books you can read where you can begin to filter your mind with people who know what they're talking about? Can you wear the clothes and act as if, you know, Harrison Ford used to say, I never felt like Indiana Jones until I put the hat on and I put the jacket on. And it's again, if you're wanting to attract greater abundance into your experience, what does the version of yourself look like? And what clothes do they wear when they are prosperous and abundant? And start acting like that every single day. Even when you go to the shops to get bread or milk or whatever it is you do, in my case, it's fruit and veg. Do you look and dress like a successful, abundant, prosperous person? Because if you don't, then you're not acting like the part. And that's all it takes. It's just reinforcing every single day. Be the character, play the character that's abundant and prosperous. And inevitably, an opportunity will show up where you'll be able to play that character, and you'll attract an experience or an opportunity or business opportunity, and you can do it. That's what happened to me in modeling. And modeling is like role play. And you want to think of your life as an opportunity to have role play, where you can wear the clothes, you can be the character. And maybe you're not that right now, but you will be if you keep it up, if you practice that vibration, if you ask the right questions, if you think abundantly, and if you're absorbing your content that's empowering and uplifting and abundant and prosperous in nature from people who are already abundant and prosperous and successful. Because all birds of a feather flock together. Now, I want to share with you something else. When I used to walk around London going to castings, I used to go to loos, take breaks, have a coffee or a cup of tea in five-star hotels. And the reason why I wanted to go in there was because most people would go to Costa Coffee or Pret a Manger, but I wanted to go to the Dorchester or the Connaught or something like that, or the Savoy. And the reason why is because I wanted to be involved in this energy. Birds of a feather flock together. So if you want to be abundant, you want to be prosperous, start hanging around areas. Now, you don't need to spend a fortune going to this place, as you can get a drink. And it's not much more expensive than going to Pret or Costa Coffee or whatever. Start immersing yourself in prosperity and abundant cultures, and your vibration will begin to absorb that. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Now, initially, if you don't feel abundant, walking into one of those places feels, you know, threatening and overwhelming. You've got to get over yourself. And you've got to start behaving and role-playing like you are that person. And as soon as you do, these things will become normal to you. Going into these places will feel natural to you. You've got to condition yourself for wealth and abundance. And it will never change until you do. So 1 minute a day of doing these little things can make a massive impact. Now, the other thing you want to do is clean out your wallet. Is your wallet in good order? If you've got loads of receipts, do you file them and put them on an Excel spreadsheet? And do you know what you're doing? Do your finances have transparency to you? Can you see them clearly? Because when you're wealthy and prosperous, you can see what's in front of you. You know what your figures are. At least your accountants do. But at least you have some idea about what's going on. Now, when you organize your wallet and it's clean, it means that you care about money. There's this Japanese gentleman called Ken Honda who's written this book called Happy Money. I suggest you read it. It's a fantastic read. And I started doing this, I don't know, 2013, start cleaning my wallet, buying a wallet that looked beautiful. And, you know, all my notes are clearly in there. All my cards are clearly in there. All my receipts are taken out at the end of each week and filed. And then now I've got Excel spreadsheets. I mean, I used to be terrible. I was in debt, like 15,000. It caused me so much heartache and grief, and other people too. But as soon as I began to get organized, what I began to attract was different. And it will be the same for you. So if you want to be abundant, start behaving abundantly. Behavior means to be, have. And you act like that now by thinking like that, by acting like that and role-playing like that. And in time, opportunity will come. By the way, it only took me about a year to pay off that debt when the time came, all because I downgraded, I moved, paid lower rent, and I was able to pay off that debt very quickly. And more opportunities for making money came as a result of less resistance on my shoulders and feeling more abundant, dressing the part, asking myself, why am I richly blessed? Why am I abundant? Why am I prosperous? And being grateful all the time. And try not to complain about anything or my circumstances, because the way of the patient warrior is someone who realizes that things of value take great time to build. So in short, all small habits will compound, whether they're relationships, whether they're your health, or whether they're your abundance and prosperity and money. You know, I was a total novice when I first started. I was clueless. Every master was once a disaster. And the sooner you start realizing that when you start small, they will compound. And when you turn up every day for yourself because you validate yourself, you value yourself, the world will value you as well. Because when you take great care of yourself, that becomes a very attractive quality. You might not be in the best shape right now. You might not have the best financial shape right now. You might not have the best relationships right now. But if you start taking care of yourself right now with little, small action steps, and usually best first thing in the morning, you will build a strength that is unparalleled. Let things show up for you. Let things surprise and delight you. That's what life's all about. And it's all about building momentum. And you build momentum by just taking the first step and just realizing that every day that you show up for yourself in a healthy way will transform your life. In as little as 1 minute a day. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope there's been some inspiration for you. And if there has, please let me know what takeaway will serve you really well going forward. I wish you a wonderful week ahead, and I wish you green lights all the way. Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you've been inspired in some kind of way, please consider liking, subscribing, sharing, and even leaving a review. That would make a big difference. I really am grateful for your continued support, and thank you for listening.